Hey guys, it is Tracy. This is the Fish Life Podcast, and it is our third episode. I want to thank everybody who's listening. This week we had an increase in listeners. Pretty awesome that we are reaching Hungary, we are reaching Thailand, specifically Bangkok. I'm reaching Kentucky, I'm reaching Kansas, Nebraska, Ohio. In the States, I've got some great listenership out there. Is that the word? I don't know. Listeners. So I just want to thank you for that. I really appreciate it. If you are checking me out online, that's awesome too. You can find me at anchor.fm, or you can use the Anchor app, which is how I used, which is what I used to record the podcast. But I have also been told I am on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast. I am on Radio Public, Spotify. There's a lot of places you can find me. So if you are not using the Anchor app or on anchor.fm, really appreciate you finding me and hunting me down and listening. So week three of saying yes in May, or saying yes to May, I've kind of said it both ways, has been very challenging. So last Wednesday, we talked about how it was affecting my private life. And then this week I want to talk about how it's affecting those in my life, by taking out no and its connotations, from my vocabulary and training myself to kind of use other variants of saying no without it sounding so negative, kind of customer servicing, my vocabulary, if you will. Because when you're in customer service, you're taught to say no without actually using the word. So because I have that extensive background, this might be something that appeals to me more because it's something that's been ingrained in me and how to speak, and how to not necessarily placate or pander to people, but to still get the point across that something isn't happening or that something is not right. But either way. So this past week, I decided to say yes to a few things that I normally would not have done midweek. Wednesday night, last Wednesday, was swim team sign up for my oldest daughter. And we usually kind of make an evening of it. We go and we sign up and you meet with all the moms and you kind of cackle and you have a couple of drinks and some dinner. And we did that. However, I indulged in three beverages, which I would not normally do in the middle of the week, or, you know, in one setting anymore because let's face it, I'm almost 40 and I don't sit down and pound back drinks like I used to. Also children. So I went out and I said yes to just kind of relaxing and enjoying myself and laughing and, you know, spending time with my mom and my oldest daughter and just kind of relaxing, knowing that I didn't have to worry about putting anybody to bed for the evening. However, when I got home, the youngest was still up and we were up till I think 12 or 12:30 that night. And then the youngest daughter came in because I had fallen asleep in his room. The youngest daughter came in and was excited to see that I was home, but she didn't want to go back to bed. So we were up from about 3 a.m. that day forward. It was a really long day, obviously. So I said yes to that. And then I feel like I've said yes, or at least have not said no, the majority of the conversations I'm having. But how is it affecting our kids? It's really starting to be noticeable with our youngest daughter, who has just recently turned 6. She is a little bit different in the way that she thinks. She has, she's not got a lowered mentality or is any developmental delays. However, it's quite the opposite. She's extremely curious above and beyond a normal 6-year-old. And she doesn't react well to the word no. And honestly, what kid does? What adult reacts to the word no very well? Not very many. But it's been noticeable in her moods, and it's been noticeable in the way that she interacts with people, that by not saying no to her, but using the phrase or a phrase similar to, how about we talk about doing that at another time? Or can we discuss that and plan a time for it so that it's not me saying no? And there's a meme that you see quite often, and it says something along the lines, the kids asked to do something and mom said, we shall see. And the narrator says, but they would not see. Because I think a lot of times we say, all right, we'll see. Hold on, we'll see. And then we either don't circle back around to it on purpose or because we've forgotten. So by telling the six-year-old, why don't we plan on doing that at a different time? Or is there a way that we can make plans to do this later? Or, you know, right now it's just not a good time, but I'd really like to do that with you in an hour. Instead of saying no and just leaving the conversation there, not only does it give her the information that she needs to process the answer, but it also makes her less agitated than just hearing the word no. And that, you know, like I said, that's understandable. Anybody who tells me no right off the bat, I kind of get offended. I would like to know why. So by indicating to her why I'm saying no, she's actually doing a lot better with interacting with other people, which is a really strong problem that she's had for over 3 years. She is emotional, but she doesn't know which emotion she's displaying. She knows she's mad, but she doesn't know why. It can be really stressful. So I've noticed that this new way of speaking with her has really calmed down a lot of those mood swings, calmed down a lot of the temper tantrums. It's actually been very, very nice to see this change in her just by altering the words that I'm using. I think it's really very cool that she is having this kind of reaction. Now the three-year-old, he is not so much because he doesn't have that sense of reasoning yet. He doesn't quite understand, not right now, is not no, it's just this isn't the right time for it. You know, he's three, he wants Pop-Tarts for lunch, you know, what can I do? But our older kids, I think, are starting to benefit from it as well. Our 13-year-old, she is definitely starting to come around to the way that I've changed my language. Now, my husband admitted that he started listening to last week's podcast, where I did discuss a little bit of our private life. And as predicted, he was not exactly thrilled, but he did indicate that, you know, it does make sense that if I'm saying yes more often in his mind, that would have, you know, interacted in a more intimate way. Our oldest son, he's 15. He is not, our oldest son and our middle daughter, who is 11, they're not here enough to really interact. They're actually my stepchildren, so they're not here as frequently to interact and, you know, I don't know how to phrase that, but to really partake in this month as, say, yes to May. I would really love it if when they're here this summer for break, that we could kind of institute it even for a week and just see if that helps them at all. Because I'd really like all of us in our house to replace no with other phrases that get the point across without being so demandingly harsh. It's very eye-opening. I discussed this on a Facebook Live. For anyone who's not familiar with me, I do something called Drive and Enliven on Facebook. It is something that I do where I keep my eyes on the road unless I'm at a stop sign or a stoplight, and just kind of interact as I can. There's always a topic. It's always quite either alive or dead. There's like no middle ground for Facebook Live, but I did bring up that the first few days that I had been doing Say Yes to May, that it's very eye-opening how many times you say the word no in a day. And, you know, I had somebody chime in and say, we actually stopped saying no in our house as well and replaced it with other phrases, and our children are reacting so well that they decided to keep with it. And I agree. I think this is a great way for people to interact. It doesn't necessarily have to be a parent to child or a sibling to sibling interaction or a husband and wife, but it definitely, if you set the grounds for eliminating the negativity out of your word choices, and I keep saying vocabulary, there has to be a better word than that. My vocabulary is failing me. You know, when you elevate your word choices to something that's more positive sounding, as I've said in the last 2 weeks, your brain is going to respond to that. Your brain is not going to feel negative. When we feel negative, when we have negative things introduced to us and we feel negative, we are negative. There's no two ways about that. If someone says, can you do this for me? And they flat out say no, don't you get a little agitated? And then your brain goes, well, what's wrong with them? I do all these things for them. Why can't they do anything for me? Or all I did was ask for a paperclip or a cup of water. Or, you know, and your brain starts going a million miles a minute because somebody told you the word no. Two little letters that have such a huge impact on the way we do things. And the way that we think and the way that we process things in our everyday life. And it's really annoying how much those two little letters can do to us. One thing that I also want to bring up with these podcasts, while I have a set schedule, I might deviate from them and or they might run over. You know, it is really late tonight. My schedule was a little crazier today than normal. We got up this morning to get the oldest ones off, or the oldest daughter off to school, and then I was up for the day. I just couldn't. But I was on a rampage of cleaning, and I was this, and I had this, and there were other things to do, and I got a little bit more sidetracked than I had hoped today. So I do apologize for, you know, such the late broadcasting here. I know no one is actually listening to it live, but even still, I like to have it out before 12 noon my time so that everyone can kind of attack it on their own. But you know, there's two more weeks of May to do this. Let's see, we have the 22nd and then we have the 29th, right? And so the 22nd is a continuation of saying yes to May. And then the 29th, I think I'd like to open up to anyone who would like to, leave me a voice message, on the Anchor app so that we can kind of get an idea as to the music, because June is all about the music that formed you, the music that made you. So I'd love to hear what musicians really formed your musical taste, really have an input and heavy influence on who you became and at what age. I really would like to know that. So saying yes has really not only been challenging, but it's really been lovely to feel like I'm not disappointing people on a constant daily interaction has been really gorgeous, because when you say no, you automatically do feel like you're going to tell somebody no and they're going to be let down and they won't ask you again. So by saying, you know, I'm not in a point where I can do that, or I would love to do that, it's just today is just not a great time. And I've noticed that people are a little less standoffish, a little more inclined to want to continue to interact with me. I mean, you know, I don't really have a lot of situations where I don't continue to interact with people, because I surround myself with people that I enjoy speaking with, and I hope they feel the same about me. But there are times where, you know, you feel like you're going to say the wrong thing to someone and you don't want to make them mad and you don't want to piss them off. And, you know, it happens. But by saying things that aren't heavily negative, I just feel better. I do. I feel more at ease. I have high anxiety, so I don't necessarily feel relaxed per se, but I feel more at ease. I feel like this is a really good situation that I've chosen to take on, and I'm really excited to see where the next 2 weeks take me. And what's even more important to me is to make sure that I can continue this trend and not just leave it for 1 month, not just make it this 1 month and see where it goes. Because I really want this to keep going. I really want this to continue and to be a huge part of the way that I interact and the way that I dialogue on a daily basis. So I'd love to also hear if anyone out there has been trying this with me. Because to me, that would really be cool to hear your experience with it, and see if it has made an impact on you, or if you've noticed it, or if anybody else in your life has said, hey man, you know, you sound better, you sound happier. It'd be really cool to know that. So if you are using the Anchor app, and I certainly hope that the other platforms offer this, but I'm not sure how that works. I would love to hear from everyone, or anyone, honestly. Just tell me if you've been trying this with me, if you've been saying yes to May, or if you've done this experience before. Will you tell me how it affected you? Is it something that you stuck with? Is it something that you noticed in your personal interactions? you know, in your private life, if it made a difference to those closest to you, the way that your relationships with them went, if it made a difference in the way that your mental health felt, I'd really like to know if this is kind of like, this is like an experiment, you know? I just would really like to know if this is something that I chose and unknowingly was going to change my course. So we're in about 15 minutes here on this podcast. Be prepared because I anticipate June to be a little bit heavier on the time frame. Block off some extra time in June because we are definitely going to go deep into our music evolution. July is all about self-care, how we do it, why we do it, and how to teach our daughters to do that effectively too. So have a fantastic rest of your week. I will speak with you guys again next Wednesday on May 22nd, probably a little bit earlier than this time around. But hey, thanks for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. If you have anything that you'd like to add, please feel free to reach out to me here on the app and send me a voice recording or a voice message. I would love to get some other input and ideas into what I'm either lacking or what I'm doing really well or what you think needs to be changed. I like to sign off on my Drive and Enlivens by telling people to put a smile on their face and a smile on somebody else's, because you never know when that smile could really turn their day around. And I mean that. I think that if you come across with a happy face and even just a small smile, or you hold the door for someone, or, you know, if someone sneezes and you just say bless you and you don't even know who sneezed, sometimes that can really just be the thing that makes the day, right? So make sure that you are smiling. You know, keep that smile going. Find something every day to be positive about, because you really don't know when somebody else that you come in contact with needs that positivity too. All right, guys, thanks again for listening to the hashtag Fish Life podcast, where no topic is off the table. I will catch up with you again next Wednesday on May 22nd. Have a great night or week or day or whenever you're listening. I hope you're having a great one. Bye.